Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Evan Little. This is Let's Talk Pella, and we're sitting down with Denny Beyer today, Public Works Director here in Pella, and we're talking about quite a few different projects that have been going, wrapping up. Some are just getting started. Just the usual kind of rundown of things going on in the city. And Denny, I'd really like to just thank you for coming on Let's Talk Pella today.
Thanks for having me.
So one project that people are going to be pretty familiar with at this point that's sort of wrapping things up, and it's a good place to start, is the North Main Street construction project. The road got opened about the same time that I got here, so about 5 months ago now. And since then, there have been some smaller projects, but things are getting wrapped up there. Could you tell us a little bit about that, and then maybe the other road projects that you've got in the works?
Yeah, sure will. To be exact, we opened the road the day before Thanksgiving last year. I'm sure everybody remembers that well. But there are a few minor punch list items remaining. There's a couple bumps to be ground yet we're not happy with. And like I say, some cleanup of some utilities and some intake manholes type stuff. There's also, we're keeping a close eye on the seating. There's some areas of seating that are not completed yet. We may take some of those over and work on some of those with our own crews here in the future. But we're keeping an eye on that. We have begun watering that with our own crews. We'll try to do that at least a couple times a week. Try to get that grass up and growing and green as possible, as soon as possible. Our other big projects for this coming summer, we'll be going to bid lettings here shortly. Of course, we have West First Street. Just a one block between Franklin and Washington. It's about a 400-foot block. Everybody will note it's in very poor condition. There'll be total street replacement, new sanitary sewer underneath, new storm sewer subdrains, water main services under the pavement. Pretty much everything's included on that one. Another larger project caused by some issues with the sanitary sewer is our East 3rd Street project between Peace and Independence. That's a 600-foot block, which will include both intersections, Peace and Independence at each end. The biggest piece of that project is it will involve a new, larger sanitary sewer, which by design is hoped to reduce the basement flooding in that area and areas upstream from there. Along with that, also be new water mains, new subdrains, storm sewer again, with new services underneath the street, everything along that goes along with total reconstruction. So will be some inconveniences with those two projects, but at least they're only one block in length, and hopefully both of them are like a 60 to 90 day projects total from start to finish. So nothing near like we went through with North Main last year. And then, of course, we always have a lot of in-house street patches, you know, all over town. We'll be very aggressive this summer taking care of some of those. So
that street patching season for you guys has kind of started early for you this year because, well, there's no thaw. It's just never really hit the ground. And that's put you in a pretty good situation, I'd assume.
Well, absolutely. No doubt with a mild winter, a lot of folks ask us, you know, how much did we save? The easiest way for me to summarize that, typically over the last 3 to 4 years, we average spending just on snow and ice control about $120,000 a year. And this year we're about a third of that, approaching $40,000. So yeah, winter was very kind to us. Of course, when that occurs, you have less freeze and thaw cycles, so you get a lot better durability out of our streets and less damage. And our salt bins are full already for next year. Hopefully I'm not jinxing us, but hopefully we're done.
Moving on, there are a couple of other projects, some underground stuff, so to speak. Lots of sewer upgrades. One thing that we've been talking about quite a bit with Nardini is upcoming equalization basin project, and I know that's on the docket, among other things. Could you tell us a little bit as far as the sewer system, what's going on?
Yeah, back to a couple of these that are related to the DNR mandate projects. Of course, that 7 million gallon equalization basin that's located just north of the treatment plant or upstream, we actually had bid letting figures came in good. That's approximately a $1.8 million project. We hope to award the contract here in a couple weeks and get everybody going in motion by the 1st of May. Along with that, there's a pump station at that location, but then there's also improvements to pump station 2, which is off the east end of Park Lane to the northeast corner of town. That project will actually enlarge the pumps at pump station 2 to pump over the hill to the east and back south, taking advantage of gravity sewer that was put in several years back. But that's also then another, that'll be a third project related to these mandate projects later this fall or summer that we're just now wrapping up the design, hoping to go to a letting, you know, more in the June, July for later on this fall.
And of course, as with the roads, there's always the possibility of something coming up on the sewer side, but hopefully this will be all that's on the docket.
Yeah, absolutely. And when I say wrapping up for waste, you know, we have some known concerns. We have a very aggressive cleaning and televising program for sanitary sewer system, which we have discovered some other failures around town. In isolated areas, so we'll be doing some spot repairs. Some of those are a little deeper than we like to do in-house, so we'll probably let some smaller contracts to do some of those repairs. We've also discovered some areas of some trunk sewers that have deteriorated over the last 20 years due to hydrogen sulfide in the pipe. We're going to be looking at lining some of those to hopefully get another 50 years of life out of them or better. So, yeah, we've got several big projects under design in that regard also.
We are in the mid of the spring cleanup week. There's a lot of things that you're encouraging people to do, and of course there are things that you don't want people to do, and you have some details on that, but really what it boils down to is they should be looking at the list. What does the spring cleanup bring for the city of Pella, and what are you hoping people will get done?
Well, yeah, as you mentioned, spring cleanup week, at least the spring one, is April 9th through the 13th. It's just a great opportunity for Pella residential customers to conveniently dispose of their bulky items that haven't fit in their garbage tote over the last 6 months. We encourage everybody, those pickups, of course, as most folks know or remember, it's on your normal pickup day. Items must be out at 7 a.m. If there's any question on what's acceptable or what's not, always we'd suggest we do have the list of those items on the website. However, if anybody's unfamiliar with that list, they're welcome to call our Public Works Department here at 628-1601 or give Midwest Sanitation a call at 628-2610. Of course, I'd like to highlight some of the major unacceptable items that continue to show up, or of course, televisions, computers, and that type of stuff. Any electronics, those are not acceptable. Any of your appliances are not acceptable. Tires, batteries, oil-based paints, those are all a no-go during spring cleanup week.
Well, once again, Denny, I'd really like to thank you for coming on Let's Talk Pella today.
Always good talking to you, Evan.
Once again, this has been Let's Talk Pella. I'm Evan Little. You're listening to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Stay tuned. Your weather eye forecast is coming up next on KNIA, KRLS.